It's here and now. The Prancing Elites are a Mobile, Alabama-based, all-black, mostly gay, with one gender non-conforming member, dance troupe. They dress in sequins and bodysuits, makeup and heels, and perform a type of dance called J-setting, kind of a joyful form of cheerleading. They are very popular, but they made the news in Alabama a couple years ago when the town of Semmes invited them to be in the Christmas parade. When officials realized it was a male group, the welcome was, let's say, not all that welcoming. Now they're the subject of a new reality show on the Oxygen Network, The Prancing Elites Project. Here's a scene from the first episode when they arrive at another parade in Saraland, Alabama.
Ma'am?
I said you have been denied a parade permit and you're not going to get on the parade route.
Who's been denied the parade permit? We didn't give you no name.
You can't get in the parade. You have to stay as a spectator.
They walked up and just immediately said, your access has been denied for the parade. You're not getting on the street.
We're just going to march along the parade route. We're going to follow the band on the side thing.
Clearly, they don't understand that telling us no gives us a boost of energy to say, we're going to do it anyway.
Be respectful to people. They have their families.
So, heads held high, they marched down the sidewalk parallel to the parade. Three of the Prancing Elites join us now. Team Captain Kentrell Collins. Hi, Kentrell.
Hi.
And Jarrell Maddox. Are you there, Jarrell?
Hey.
And we also have Kareem Davis. Kareem, hi to you as well.
How are you?
I'm good. Other members of the team, Adrian Clemens, Timothy Smith. But Kentrell, Jarrell, Kareem, some reviewers have been saying they're stunned at how emotional they get in watching you go through this. Jarrell, what was that like when you arrived and you were told you couldn't march?
Leading up to that parade, we knew that it wasn't going to be easy. But that particular parade took a lot of prayer because we wasn't going to do it. Because it was like, oh my God, this is going to be like another Sims parade. But you know what? We're going to do this anyway. And we want people to know that we're human too. And we have families, we have talent, and we want to show the world that, you know, we're talented too.
Kareem, what was that like when you were marching along the sideline? How did people respond to you?
It definitely wasn't the most positive response. I don't know. That was the first time that we actually had to look into the faces of some people, like not just one or two people, but like crowds of people that were not appreciative of us being there. And not only were they not appreciative of us being there, they were like, go home.
Go home.
So that's very, very, very uncomfortable. I'm the type of person, I do not like to go anywhere or stay anywhere that I am not welcome.
Yeah. Well, but then there was a moment at the very end. A young girl, Bella, came up to you, and let's listen to what she said.
They shouldn't have done that to you. Oh.
Don't cry. We're going to be okay.
Well, you know about Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and all of those people. They fought. And they helped us have our rights today. That's what we're doing. We're not trying to change people. We're just letting people know that we're different. And it's okay to be who you are. Because we're not going to stop dancing. We're not.
You get what I'm saying?
People shouldn't treat you that way. What was that moment like, Kentrell?
It gave us a sense of relief. Because people are always saying that we are a bad influence on children. You know, they don't want their children growing up looking at something like, quote unquote, us. But it let us know that we aren't hated by many. And when Bella did come up to us and, you know, give us those words of encouragement, it's kind of like I'm really taking words of encouragement from a 10-year-old, which kind of took me for a loop because I'm like, she's just a baby. Mm. And honestly, I don't feel like children grow up to just hate. I feel like the parents are actually teaching the children to hate.
Well, actually, there are some young people that seem to love it. We've seen YouTube videos. What do you think it is that people love about seeing you perform?
People are looking past our gender. They're looking past the makeup. They're looking past the Leo's hearts. What they see is five people that have hearts, and they have a passion for what they're doing, and what they're doing is dancing. They see the enjoyment that it gives, and that's what we want everybody to get out of it.
And let's remind people what J-setting is.
J-setting actually started at Jackson State University in the 70s. Their dancers of their marching band, they were called J-sets, this majorette-style dance, which actually is like a mixture of cheerleading and hip-hop mixed with voguing and like a lot of pelvic thrusting and a lot of synchronized movement.
They changed everything.
Mm-hmm. And Beyonce kind of made it popular in 2008 when she released the Single Ladies video.
And when did you all, Kentrell, you're the team captain, when did you all start to do it?
I started doing it in 2004. I was in high school. I was in the marching band, but I actually got out of the band and I actually started dancing. The team was actually around before. I actually joined on to the team in 2004, and the team was actually already around. And the reason why the guys used to dance anyway is because in Mobile County, guys aren't allowed to be on the dance teams in high school.
So you started a team of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And also eventually sponsored your own competition. Kareem, just pick up there. What was the reaction to that? Who comes?
We had 26 teams show up for the competition to compete. And we had both the junior and senior division, as well as a huge following, like as far as crowd. The turnout to me was amazing. It's like, okay, so we can actually put together something like this and people will actually show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, Jarrell, the other thing we haven't mentioned, we keep ticking off, we keep defining your group by your gender and identities and things, but you're really good. Really, really good. Is this all self-taught or?
All of us have the natural ability to dance, but as far as being on, like, the team itself, the Princeton Elites, we've all molded each other, but we all, like, are under the leadership of Kentrell, and by him having that military-style leadership, you know, I can say, even though he gets on my nerves sometimes, he molded the team to what we are today.
Obviously, incredible discipline. We urge people to go to our website and see the videos because it's just the Rockettes have nothing on you.
Now, the Rockettes are sickening. We love the Rockettes.
Wait, the Rockettes are everything. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I don't think we made it to that level yet.
But thanks for the compliment, though.
I got kind of told. But she said, Rockettes, wait a minute.
Now, what do you say to people, though? Four of you openly gay, one gender non-identified. And this is at a moment in the gay rights movement. And we're all watching things like the gay marriage debate. And it's interesting. I was listening to a radio program. I think it was This American Life. And they were talking about, you know, people changing their minds about gay people, people who hadn't met them before. And one man said something like, and I thought of you guys having just watched your video. One man said, I just, you know, wish they weren't so flamboyant. Apparently, there's conversation about that within the gay community. Why do certain members of the gay community have to be so flamboyant? What would you say about that?
First off, I would say to them, not all gay people are the same. What's amazing is that gay people tend to judge other gay people for being gay people, which is crazy to me.
I just honestly feel like...
Now, who's this, Kareem?
Yes, ma'am. And you have women who are all about, you know, the jewelry and always getting their hair done and getting their nails done. Then you have the women that are just, they'll just pull their hair back and be in a tank top and jeans. Then you have the men who are always in suit and ties. And then you have the men that are barely in any clothing. So there's different types all across the board. The fact that it actually comes to being too gay, I'm not the flashy type, but that has nothing to do with my sexuality.
Wait, you are the flesh.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No. People get a misconception.
So you're saying this for you is performance.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what it is. An art form.
And how does it feel when you do it?
Dancing to us is just like our job. Well, I would say our profession. Just like, you know, people go to college and get a degree. And once they get that job and the degree, they feel like they've accomplished something. And they enjoy getting up, going to work every day. Dancing is the same way with us. Once we put on our leotard and perform, it's like, oh, baby, this is what we're meant to do.
Well, Kentrell Collins, Jarrell Maddox, and Kareem Davis, members of the gay and gender nonconforming J-setting dance troupe, the Prancing Elites. More on their show at hereandnow.org. And now you know that they and Beyonce got their moves. It was from a dance troupe at Jackson State. You're listening to Here and Now.